USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. We're less than 24 hours away now from the New Hampshire primary. Former President Trump is facing a surging Nikki Haley even while remaining ahead in the polls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Trump.
Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden's not on the ballot after a dispute within the party over the date of the New Hampshire primary, but Biden's main challenger, Minnesota Democratic Representative Dean Phillips, is. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is announcing that he will not be seeking a third term at the head of his state.
Part of it's family. We've got three, people say you got three adult kids.
The Republican just ended his bid for the White House in the last few weeks. Just days ago, former President Trump said that he had promised Burgum a, quote, important role in a potential second term in the White House. Winter weather alerts are covering over 40 million people in the central U.S. with a possibility of freezing rain and accumulating ice from Dallas to Michigan. Meanwhile, the eastern U.S. is expected to experience unseasonably warm temperatures. President Biden says Congress needs to act to fix the border crisis.
President Biden says the southern border hasn't been secure in 10 years. Biden says that the United States needs significant policy changes in order to control the border. This as National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd claims cartels, not America, control the border on Fox News.
Look at the amount of drugs that are on our streets today. That clearly shows that the border is not secure. And then look at how the cartels operate. They flood our resources, pull our agents out of the field, create gaps in our coverage, and that's when they cross their higher value products.
This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
One White House national security advisor says U.S. and U.K. military attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen are not just about U.S. and U.K. interests. He says the Houthis' attacks in the Red Sea are attacks on, quote, the entire global economy.
The world is standing up and saying they won't tolerate that.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on with ABC's This Week. He says diplomatic steps have been taken to condemn the Houthis' attacks from global partners. The UN has done as much. The administration is holding out hopes that a peace agreement can still be reached in the Middle East. USA's Corey Myers.
President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
When you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
Adam Harrison, one of three sons of reality TV show Pawn Stars celebrity Rick Harrison, has died in Las Vegas. He was 39. A family spokesperson confirmed Adam Harrison died Friday and said his death was from a suspected drug overdose. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.